his story, even though the real David Sims is not around to tell you he's not dead. He's just, you know, living his life. So I'm his duplicate. So that means like my brain is tapped into his brain. So that's why I'm able to tell y'all this story. Okay. And also, his dreams last for a long time. You know, David, he can live in his dreams if he want to. He won't be dead, but it's a way that he can actually live in his dreams because he's not normal if he really wanted to. Just like to get away from a lot of stuff, like the reality and how people are, you know what I'm saying? So, let's get to the story. Now, if y'all don't know that Tanera's daughter, she moved in. Now we're going to give Tanera's daughter a name. This is not a real name, but this is the name we're going to give her. Anaya. No. Anaya. I'm going to give her Anaya. Anaya will be Tanera's daughter's name. Anaya. So I was with Anaya. And we were kind of in the room. Now, this was at night or whatever. Now, I put the mixtape and stuff on like delay. And I was going to bring it out in the morning. And I don't know why I kept like not bringing it out. But it was just like so much stuff going on. I kept pushing it back. It was like, no, we're going to do it tomorrow. No, we're going to do it tomorrow. So my daughters actually came over at night. And you'll find that out in a minute. So I was with Anaya. And I was like, this is pretty crazy. It's like, I don't know, I feel weird. Like, you know, hardly. You know what?
Sure you do. So what the fuck are you talking about? I don't have any
So it's just like, well, you guess what it looks like. So they was like, it looked like your ass pregnant. She's like, I am pregnant. So she's like, okay, well, who the fuck is the father? Why the fuck he put all them damn babies in you? So she's like, it's David's. Okay, David, oh, your father's name David. So you going with a boy named after your father? She's like, no, the babies is my father's. She's like, what? Boy, wait. Daddy got you pregnant. So she's like, yeah. And don't be so damn surprised, because it says it in the Bible that he fucks. It says it in the Bible that he fucks one of his daughters. So they were like, okay, first of all, we gotta see this shit. Because if you say that that's what happened, we gotta see it. We have to see this shit. So they're like, okay, well, go get the Bibles right there. You read it for yourself. I'm not making this shit up. It's right the fuck in there. So Tila was like, well, it does say that. It does say that. I mean, but that don't mean that he actually got to go through with it. So, Layla was like, yes, he do. Everything in the Bible, he has to go through with. He lives it. That's the thing. If he doesn't live it, then it's not, what's the point of it being in the Bible? So one of my daughters was like, okay, let me ask you a question. Are you trying to tell us? She was like, are you trying to tell us that y'all in a relationship? Like, are y'all dating or some shit? Or just, like, fucking, like, what is it? It's like, I'm his girlfriend. Actually, we got married. So he's like, whoa, wait a minute, what? This don't make any sense. There's no way that he married his own daughter. So she's like, whoa, he did. And it was really, and it's like, really real. So he's like, okay, so how the hell you being his wife? If he got a wife, that's your mother. Like, she already know. And she not mad about it because she knows about the Bible and what it says. She's like, so she know about the baby. She's like, of course she knows about the fucking babies. So, I'm like, I need to talk to Layla for a minute. So I'm like, Layla. She's like, yeah, baby. I'm like, guess what? She's like, what is it? I'm like, I miss my daughter. She's like, oh, I miss you too, baby. Why was you in the room where my sister Venus, what she called her, Anea, Anea, or something like that? I'm like, I was just talking to your sister. She was like, yeah, but she's not your real daughter. I'm like, I knew that. She's like, and that means that you can really fuck her. I'm like, yeah, but I don't think she want me to beat it. I was like, yeah, whatever. I seen the way y'all was all over each other today. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, you are all over her. And she was like, literally poking her ass out with that skirt on. I mean, she never did stuff like that before. She's always like really shy and stuff. So she never says anything. So the fact that she let you do that in public, that was weird. I'm like, okay. She's like, yeah, she's like literally let you touch her. And she didn't even care if her mother, which is our mother, was like standing right there. I'm like, oh, okay. I just was like playing around with her because I know she having a hard time and stuff. You know, she lost the baby. She's like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. Why didn't she tell me? I'm like, look, you should have asked her. She's your sister. You should have went up there and asked her what's going on with her. I think she would have told you. She's like, she's like, I'm not doing that. Because then she asked me about my situation. And to be honest with you, I don't feel like fucking telling her. I mean, people just need to mind their business. I don't care. She don't have to tell me. It's not none of my business. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, so I'm doing my thing with Layla. I'm like, you're the girl I want. She's like, why wouldn't you touch it on me? I'm like, I'm sorry, baby. He's like, well, when we go out again, you better be on me. I don't want you on nobody else. She said, I want you touching someone else. I don't want you touching anybody. So let's get that clear, because I'm your girl and you're my man, and we can show the world that. Who cares if the people see you touching your daughter in weird ways? They can't say shit. They know we not a normal family. They can't say anything. I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's like, okay, I need the shot, baby. just told you that shit. Why the hell are you gonna ask me a question? What a fucking question. Yeah, I asked you. Can you give me a shot? It's like, okay, I'm just asking. She's like, okay. So she gave her the shot. It's like, can we have sex now? It's like, yeah. So we did. I did my thing with Layla, and you know it was really good. Now, so I just remember, like, Tamara was like, laying in the bed. I was like, hey, baby, how did you enjoy the day? She's like, it was good. It was really good. So I'm like, so tell me, was you mad at me today? Because I kind of sensed that you were. She's like, I wasn't mad at you, baby. I was mad at my damn daughter. I'm like, what you want? She was like, the one that's not your damn daughter. She just was not herself today. She never act like that, you know, letting you. She never let anybody touch her like that in public. So that kind of freaked me out. And to see my daughter act a strange way that she normally doesn't fucking act like she's never flirty in public. That's not her. So the fact that she let you touch her like that and she threw her ass back at you, it kind of like messed with me a little bit. Like, are you fucking my daughter when she's like, when I'm asleep? Like, are you beating on that pussy? Because the only way I'm gonna find out is if she ends up fucking pregnant. Then I'll know. I'm like, okay. She's like, Dave, I won't be mad at you. I mean, I can't really hear fucking my daughter. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, David, I know you're fucking her. I'm like, I'm not doing nothing with a Tamara. It's like, you better not. I'm like, Tamara, you know you're the only girl I want. It's like, oh, I better be. I bet you be. I'm like, Tamara, you are the only girl. You come first before any girl. Why do you think these girls get mad? Because they know you come first, baby. You're my baby. You're always going to be the number one girl in my life besides our daughters. She's like, I better be, David. I'm like, you are. Why do you think you're not? She's like, I'm just saying. It's just the way everything was today freaked me out. I'm like, I love you, girl. Like, I love you too. I don't want to lose you. I'm like, you're not. She's like, I was so mad. I was crying. Remember when I went to the bathroom? I'm like, yeah, I went in there with you. She's like, I was in the bathroom, start crying. She's like, I was in the bathroom, start crying while you were waiting for me to come out. Then we had sex because I thought you wanted my daughter. I'm like, Louis, like, don't get me wrong, my daughter is pretty as shit and she's really thick, so I can see why you want to try to fuck her and stuff. And I think she probably would. I mean, the way she threw that ass back, I'm like, okay, so, like, so I think that she likes you and you might kind of like her too. I'm like, look, that's not the case. Like, then what the hell y'all be doing in that room? Y'all went straight in the room after we came home. Like, what the hell? Y'all was in there for like 2 hours. What the hell were y'all doing in there? I'm like, well, she's writing a book and, you know, she just wanted my help on it and stuff. She's like, she writing a book. Well, she could put it on my streaming app. I'll talk to her about it. Why the fuck she's not coming to me about that shit? See, that is what I'm talking about. She's coming to you with all this shit, this personal stuff. And she's not even coming to me, her own fucking mother. I feel some type of way about that shit. Like, I birthed her I kept this girl in my stomach for 9 months. And she's gonna act like she can't come to me with that shit. Yeah, I feel very fucking offended. I need to talk to her. We need to talk, because that's something that I'm not okay with. I'm just not okay with that. The only way a girl would come to a boy like that for some personal shit is she's dating him or getting dick from him. So something of you fucking my daughter or not, but now my daughter is fucking all of you. See that? And, yeah, and she's right in the house with you. So I pick up the phone or whatever. I'm like, Tamara, of course she has my number. She always had my damn number. She like, but she never used it. She never used it until now. I'm like, Tamara, you're trying to accuse me of having an affair with your daughter. She's like, I am not accusing you of anything. I'm just saying, the day was weird. Everything that happened on that day, but today I say, can you not be in that room with her so long? I'm like, yes. She's like, because it just bothers me, okay? I don't know what the fuck y'all doing in there. There's no cameras in there. I don't know what y'all saying or what y'all talking about. I don't know. So I'm like, I need you to like not go in there and be in there so long. Because I'm really, that's what made me go to sleep. I was crying because I'm like, yo, what is he doing in there with my daughter? And I couldn't hear anything. And then I remembered, you can make you and a girl invisible and fuck her and I can't hear shit. So I don't know what the hell y'all were doing in that room. So that also like bothered me and tricked me. I was about to kick that fucking door in, but I was like, I'm pregnant. I can't do that shit. I was getting so mad. So please, can you not do that anymore? I'm like, yeah, I can do that, baby. I promise. It's like, okay. To me, he's like, no, you mean everything to me. I'm like, come here, I'm getting your pussy. So, stop beating it up. I was turning her ass up. It was really good. Like, she had seen the look on her face. Like, I was turning her ass up. Boy, she ain't never got fucked. Like, so, I mean, I always fuck her brains up, but this time I really tore her ass up. She's like, David, my pussy is shaking. I'm like, it is. Like, I never, you like, David, you fucked the shit out of me every time you fucked me, but this time it was like, oh my god. She's like, it's like, yeah, you ain't see my face. I'm like, it's like, my mouth was literally wide the fuck open. Like, you were fucking me so hard. That drool was coming out of my mouth. Like, that's how bad you were fucking me. My eyes got watery. I mean, like, it was like, whoa. I'm like, it's like, baby, you must really miss my pussy. I'm like, yeah, it's like, I miss you too, David. I'm like, Tanara, we gotta get married again. It's like, okay. I love you. I'm like, Tanara, will you marry me again? It's like, yes, I will marry you again. And guess what, baby? I'm like, what? She's like, do you want to pick where we get married at again? I'm like, you sure? She's like, well, we can pick it together. I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay, we can do it together. I'm like, yeah, we can do that. That would be fun. She's like, yeah, it would be. So I'm like, so are you cool with your daughter? It's like, I'm not even beefing with her. I'm just saying, she better keep her damn hands to herself. I'm gonna have a talk with her about that shit. I'm like, okay. She's like, in the test, we'll see. If she gets smart with me and stuff, then I know she like you. If she like, act like she don't want to talk about it, then I know she like you. Then I know I need to worry about something. I'm like, okay. She's like, not about you, but about her throwing that ass on you. I'm like, okay, it's like, she threw that shit on you, so I'm just saying, that I'm gonna have to worry about something. I'm like, okay. So, I did my thing with Tanara again, which was good. But then, I kinda like, I'm about to go see Babe and stuff. And Babe, yeah, she gets, you know, that's my baby. That's my life. When I leave my house, you know, the physical shield always protect my girls, like nobody can find my house. And the thing is that it's like, it's gated anyway. You can't find it anyway. Even if you wanted to, you just can't find it. It's not on the map or anything. So that's because, I mean, when you belong to God and you see God face to face and you're not normal, these type of things has to be in an effect, because people are going to want to do things to you all the time. People are going to want to harm you all the time. So, yeah. So, I went to go see Babe, and I was like, baby, there he goes, everything. She's like, guess what happened again, baby? I'm like, what? She's like, me and my dumbass friends got into an argument. I'm like, what about? She's like, what you think it was about? It was about you. We got into an argument about you, and the reason why was because, okay, first of all, I told her, I said, look, I said, I can do what I want. same shit. So it's not my fault that I'm in love and that he's in love with me. And we love each other. It's not my fault, is it? It's not my fault that we're having a baby together, that I am pregnant with his child. So they was like, babe, like, what's wrong with you? Like, you ain't never act like this over a boy. And then you let him get you pregnant. Like, what the hell? So she like, first of all, what am I not? She's like, what am I not supposed to have a fucking baby? She's like, nobody said that. She's like, I'm 33 years old. What am I not supposed to get knocked up? When am I supposed to get fucking knocked up? Tell me. I mean, like, when am I supposed to be a mother? And why do I have to run? She's like, why do I have to run this past y'all? I don't have to run shit past y'all. And I don't have to give y'all, like, y'all don't have to give me the okay to have a baby. I can have a baby if I want to. I'm grown. I don't need nobody fucking approval. Okay? Like, I'm pregnant, so deal with this shit. So they like, okay, no one is saying that it's a bad thing, but if you want your career, she's like, my career's not over just because I'm pregnant. Okay, my career's not over. It's just a fucking baby. So y'all acting like it's the end of the world for my career. No, it's not. It's actually just beginning. The baby is just gonna make it more beautiful. So just calm your ass the fuck down. Yes, I am having this damn baby. Whether y'all like the shit or not, I think y'all just jealous because y'all don't have a damn baby. So they was like, we don't want no fucking baby. Babies are too damn complicated. Babies are annoying. Babies cry too damn much. Babies just need too much attention, which I don't have the patience for or the fucking time for. So I ain't got time or the patience to take care of a fucking baby. I'm sorry. So I was like, that's because your ass selfish. Why you just think about yourself all day? That's why you can't take care of a fucking baby. You can't even take care of yourself. So she's like, what is that supposed to mean? And so I was like, you know exactly what I'm supposed to. She's like, so I was like, you know exactly what the fuck I mean. So she was like, I actually don't know what you mean. That's why I'm asking you, what do you mean by that? So I'm like, you put it together. I'm not telling you. If you don't know, then you don't know. So she was like, okay, you've been acting really strange, you know, ever since you got some new dick. I'm like, whatever, I don't give a fuck. And so they were like, well, we shouldn't have kept, sorry y'all, this shit keeps stopping, the mic keeps stopping. So so they was like, we shouldn't have came down here. And babe was like, well, I told y'all not to come down here. I been told y'all asses to stay where the fuck y'all was at. Y'all the ones decided to bring y'all asses. So she was like, y'all the ones decided to bring y'all asses down here. Not me. I didn't tell y'all to come down here. I never told y'all to come the fuck down here. I was gonna give y'all money back and y'all could stay where y'all was at and do y'all thing. But y'all was persistent to come down here. Y'all wanted to see me. So it's like, yeah, we wanted to see our best friend. But you ain't acting like it. So I'm like, you know what? You can do whatever you want. You can leave. You can stay. I don't care. So I don't know where to be honest with you. I don't know where they at. I'm like, okay. I'm like, but you know, I miss you, right? He's like, I miss you too, David. I'm like, what? She's like, when are we gonna get married? She said, so like, you said we were gonna get married. I'm like, we are. I promise you, we're gonna get married. It's like, but like, when are we gonna do it, though? I'm like, you know, so much stuff going on. It's like, okay, but your mixtape is, why you keep pushing it back? I'm like, it's coming out. I promise. She's like, all right, are you nervous? You should be nervous. Your music is so good, and I want that damn mixtape and that part two to it. I'm like, you do. She's like, yes, baby. I'm like, all right, son. I love you. I'm like, I love you too. She's like, so do you want to fuck me from the back? How hard do you want to do it? Because I know you like doing it from the back. I'm like, yeah, son. All right. So she turned around. I tore her ass up from the back. Like, she had to stand up because she's pregnant. And, you know, I beat it up from the back or whatever. And so when I was, like, done with babe and stuff, I remember Venus called me. That's the nearest daughter. And said she don't like what you were doing. She was like, what do you mean? Like, I don't understand. She's like, that's my mother calling me in the room right now. Damn, perfect timing. So, she was like, all right, let me go in there. So she went in there, and she's like, yeah, mom. She's like, I gotta talk to you, Venus. Listen to me. I don't like the way your behavior was today. She's like, what are you talking about, mom? I didn't even do anything. She's like, the way you were all over my husband, that's not acceptable. I can't take that. She's like, so what are you saying? She's like, I'm saying that what happened today better not happen tomorrow. She's like, we were only just having fun. She's like, see, that's the thing. You were having too much damn fun. And I don't like that. He was all over you and you were all over him. She's like, what? Because I threw my ass on him. She's like, you don't do that. That's my husband. I'm the one that throws the ass on him. Not you. Because see, you're not his girl. So that's why I'm like highly offended that you would even do some shit in front of me. I'm your mother. Why should you respect that? That's my husband. So she's like, okay, mom. I'm gonna throw my ass back on him. So she's like, okay, so, and why is he in the room with you for so fucking long? So she's like, it's not even, what's the problem? She's like, she's like, the problem. She's like, yeah, what's the problem? Like, he can't hang out with me in my room. Like, he my stepfather. What's wrong with him hanging out with his daughter? So she's like, you're not his real fucking daughter. So that means he can fuck you. So she's like, whatever. Look, mom, I'm not even doing that. She's like, what is your attitude for? She's like, I don't have an attitude. She's like, you didn't have that attitude today when David was all in your face and stuff. She's like, whatever. Okay, mom, whatever, bye. So she left out the room or whatever. And, I just seen Tanera crying. So I'm like, I'll be right back, Venus. So I'm like, Tanera, baby's like, I don't know what's wrong with my baby. I'm like, Tanera, she's just going through a lot of stuff. I mean, she just got out of a relationship, an abusive relationship. She lost her baby. Cut her some slack. She just she's just acting out of emotion. It's like, but when you talking to her, she don't act like that. Why is she being mean to me? Okay, I'll talk to her about it. She's like, okay. I'm like, I know you don't deserve that, honey. She's like, I was only saying I didn't like what I seen. I'm like, you have every right to tell her that. You're my wife. She's like, yes. I'm like, I love you, girl, so don't worry. I'm going to talk to her about it. She's like, and David, I believe you. I know you're not fucking my daughter, but I'm just saying, I know she likes you. I can tell. I can feel it. She likes you. I'm like, it's like, yeah, my daughter likes you. She's on your dick. So I'm like, okay. It's like, so it's plain. I can see it. I know she likes you. She can't hide it. You know how girls can hide how they feel about a person? Like, you can't really tell if they like the person or not unless they, like, come out and say that they really like that person. Then you'll really know for sure. But I know I ass like you. I'm like, okay. She's like, I know. She don't have to tell me. It's right there. All the signs are there. You know? I'm like, okay. So I do my thing with Tanera. And I go in the room with Venus, Tanera's daughter. I'm like, so, why are you being so mean to your mother? It's like, I'm not, baby. It's just, she's just making me mad. Like, she can't tell me I can't be around you. I'm like, I mean, I don't think that's what she was saying. It's like, we can't even touch each other in public. Like, so she wants us to not even say nothing to each other. Like, well, I don't think that's what she's saying. It's like, I think that's what she's saying, David. Maybe, it's like, maybe you're not getting that, but I'm definitely getting that vibe that she wants us to, like, not even talk to each other or act like we know each other in public, which is stupid as shit. Because if we out, and we doing, like, we having fun as a family, so you can't say nothing to me. You can't even, like, sit down and talk to me. I'm like, I'm gonna want to touch you. It's like, I don't know, I'm gonna want to touch you too. So I'm like, it's like, maybe we should just tell my mother we like each other. I'm like, no, dude like you. She's like, David, I want to be with you. I'm like, hello. I want to be with you too. She's like, okay, so tell me something. I'm gonna have you, baby. I am. But I don't want you to like treat me like nothing now that you got me pregnant. I'm like, it's like, and it didn't take you long to get me pregnant. It didn't take you long at all. Like, you told me you was tearing me up. So I knew that eventually you was gonna like get this baby in me, because I was like, damn, he is coming in me a lot. So I knew this baby coming. So like, yeah, it's like, but the only thing is how do I tell my mother that we were, that, because she's gonna wonder, like, how the hell you get pregnant? You ain't been going nowhere. How you pregnant again? So she gonna put it together and be like, my husband had been fucking you at night. Like, she's just gonna know. There's no way she's not gonna know now. Unless you get me out of the house before my stomach start getting big. That's the only way. I'm like, well, I got a device that you can put on your stomach. She's not gonna know you're pregnant. It's like, oh, I forgot about that device. Oh yeah, I could wear that. But David, what about when I actually go in fucking labor? Then what? Like, when my water break? Then what? But I said, she gonna be like, I thought you wasn't pregnant. Why is water coming out your uterus? I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't really think about this. Like, yeah, wait, shut up. So I'm like, yeah, you know, you're really pretty. He's like, no, you are. So I started beating it up. So I was turning Venus' ass up. I'm not gonna lie to you. And Tanera's daughter is like really sexy and thick and pretty. So Tila, I seen Tila. She was like chilling, like laying down on the couch, and I came out there. I was like, Tila, come here. So I took her in the first, like, you don't miss me, do you? I'm like, I do miss you. She's like, David, what the hell is going on in here in this house? Weird shit going on. Your daughter's pregnant with your babies. The girl, Tanera's daughter, acting all strange and shit. I'm like, it's like, oh, I'm like, what do you feel like? You're not safe. She's like, I mean, I don't feel like anything gonna happen. Because if I felt like that, I just would have fucking left. I would have been left. But I'm like, I miss you, Tila. It's like, I miss you too. I've really been thinking about you a lot. I'm like, you have. She's like, yeah. I've been thinking about us. I'm like, I've been thinking about you too. Damn, you still look sexy as hell. It's like, I'm like, I'm gonna tear your ass up. She's like, you gonna fuck me? I'm like, yeah. It's like, I need some dick anyway. I'm like, you do. Like, can you fuck me more than once? I'm like, yes, yeah, like, good, because I need it. So I'm like, I need to tell you something. It's like, what, baby? I'm like, you want to be my wife again? She's like, I would love to be your wife again. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. David, I've been waiting for you to ask me that. I'm like, oh, really? She's like, yeah. I'm like, but who's those boys I've been seeing you with? She's like, what boys? I ain't been dating anybody, baby. I'm like, yes, you have. She's like, no, I haven't. I swear. I'm like, I seen you with a boy. Y'all was in the restaurant, and y'all came out, and he was kissing on you and grabbing your ass. She's like, okay, I'll be honest with you. I did let him fuck. I'm not gonna lie. That's because I'm. She's like, that's because I'm horny. I'm pregnant, David. I'm having your babies. So what do you expect? I'm having five fucking babies. I'm extra horny, and you're not always there. But now that we're gonna get married again, I mean, I'm not gonna cheat, I promise. That was just, I just needed it, okay? I'm like, okay. She's like, but I will not cheat, I promise. You're the only one I really want. And you will see. She's like, I promise. Look, he's calling me now. Let me show you. So she answered the phone. She was like, hello. So he like, yeah, what's up, girl? She's like, what are you doing calling me? So he like, what? So she's like, what are you doing calling me? Why are you calling me? So he like, I thought we were like, I thought you was my girl. She's like, I'm not your girl. Oh, just because I let you in it, that makes me your girl. I'm not your girl. So he like, okay. She was like, I have a boyfriend. We just got back together. My baby father, David. She was like, my baby father, David Sims. So, like, I was telling you to stop because I'm fucking pregnant as shit. And I was in an uncomfortable spot. And so he's like, that's bullshit. You was like tapping out. I was turning that ass up and you know I was. She's like, whatever. Yeah, you fucked the shit out of me. Let's leave it at that. Okay, whatever. So she hung up the phone. I was like, oh, so you let him beat it up like that? It's like, David, don't even start. Because you turned my ass up better than him. Don't even start. And he only fucked me one time. Okay? One time. Baby, that's it. I'm like, Tila, I'm still mad at you. She's like, baby, no. I'm like, I love you, Tila. She's like, I love you too. I'm like, you gonna let him beat the pussy out. It's like, David, I don't want him. Yeah, he fucked the shit out of me. Yes, it was really, really great. I'm not gonna lie, it was good. But you fuck way better than him, and you know you do. I'm like, say, David, the way we do it, it's not like the way me and that boy did it. It was just a fuck. That's all it was. David, we make love, real love, me and you. That's better than anything. I don't care how much I was screaming or whatever, yeah. But I just broke up with them to be with you, so they let you know I don't give a fuck about that dick. You're the one, you're the one that I want inside of me. And I'm like, you're gonna prove it. It's like, I will prove it. So I'm like, the only way you could prove that is if you get rid of your phone. So it's like, throw the phone down. What the fuck? I'm like, you what? Gotta get a new one, new number, new everything. I can't trust you. I don't know what the fuck you doing. It's like, I can live here. I can stay here, baby. Me and your daughters. Me, that shouldn't be a damn problem. Cause you got all these damn rooms. So that shouldn't be too much of a damn stretch. I'm like, okay. It's like, I can prove it to you that I love you. I'm like, okay. It's like, I don't want that boy. I'm like, that you like him? She's like, no. I just went out on a date with him. He was actually getting on my fucking nerves. I'm like, she's like, I just let him fuck because I was horny as shit. I'm like, okay. But don't let that shit happen again. She's like, I won't. I promise. So I do my thing with Tila. And yeah, I tore her ass up. I ain't gonna lie. I did have sex with her a lot. And so she really was into it a lot. I just remember I went there with Venus, Tanira's daughter. She was like laying down on her side. And I was like, hey, baby. She's like, hey. No, she was laying on her back. I was like, hey, baby. She's like, hey. She's like, baby, we need to kill my father. I'm like, oh, she's like, Faraji. Because he was planning on killing mommy. I'm like, he can't kill mommy. He'll die before you even get to mommy. He can't kill your mother. She's already protected. She's protected not only by me because I'm God, but by my dad who is God too. So she got too much protection on her. Nothing's gonna happen to Tanira. She's gonna be fine. Like, even you don't have to worry about doing nothing to him, cause nothing's gonna happen to your mother. She's like, I know all that. Sorry, y'all, this mic keeps stopping. It never used to do this stuff, like, stop like that. But, she was like, yeah, I know that, you know, nothing's gonna happen to my mother, but it's a different reason why I want to kill him. So I'm like, okay, so why do you want to kill him? So she's like, to narrow it, like, my mom wouldn't believe me, but he tried to have sex with me one time. He didn't, like, go through with it, but he tried to. And I was like 14 years old. This was a long time ago, and I still remember that day. He tried to touch on me. I'm like, did he? She's like, he didn't go through with it. I mean, he tried to go through with it, but I was like, no. And I remember I had left, and I started living with my grandparents because I just didn't feel right in that house. Like, it was just weird. And he kept saying, you look like my wife, Tanira. And stuff like that, and I know I kind of look like mommy, so it's like, that's probably why you're trying to do something with me. And I was just like, that's some weird shit. So you know, it's different with you and you fucking your daughter, because because you actually is not normal, and it's a reason why you're doing that. So I don't really think that you're disgusting, but he not in no damn Bible. My father's not in the Bible, so his ass is not gonna have sex with me, and I just want to kill him. Like, I can't, like, that day, like, that moment is still in my head. I'm like, it is, like, it always replay every day. I just want to get rid of him. I don't even want to be around him. So I'm like, okay. So, like, I'm like, well, you don't have to because you're here now. She's like, I know, baby. I just want to kill him. I just want to get rid of him. I'm like, okay, but what about, you know, your brother Nigel? She's like, oh, so what? And he's just got to deal with daddy's dead. I'm like, okay, so you want to kill him for Raji? She's like, yeah. Sleep and like hitting him across the head with a baseball bat and just keep hitting him until he like don't wake up. I'm like, no, you can't do that to your father. She's like, why? He was obviously talking bad about you and my mother, which is your wife, to my brother. He obviously doesn't even care. I'm not asking you to kill him. I'll do it. I'll do the dirty work. I'll do what I want. I'll kill him myself. I'm like, you're not serious, baby. She's like, I want to be with you. I'm like, then you'll be talking about killing your mother. She's like, I would never talk like that. Because I know you can't leave her. I know that if you leave her, then the end of the world is coming. So you have to stay with Tanera. You have to be with my mother. I know that y'all cannot break up, and I would never try to break you up. I'm just saying, it's like, David, I'm playing with you. My father ain't trying to touch me when I was little. I was just seeing how you would react to that. I'm like, okay, so like, I was just fucking with you, David. I was just playing with you. I was really just testing you. That's all. And you obviously passed. I was just seeing something. I'm like, okay, it's like, there, you did good. You did really good. I'm like, okay, she's like, I thought she was going to take me to go kill him or something, but you're gone, you would never do anything like that. I'm like, you damn right. I want some pussy. She's like, okay, so I had sex with her, I was turning her ass up, and I ain't gonna lie, I am falling for Tanera's daughter, but I'm also falling for Layla too. So it's a lot of things going on right now, as you can see, but I'm falling for Babe. And Tila, oh my god, she's looking so sexy, I'm not gonna front. So yeah, she's looking really good. And I went to Tanera, and I was like cuddling with her, and having sex with her a lot. Because that's my wife, Tanera. I told y'all Tanera come first. So, I mean, if y'all don't know, me and Tanera, like, we're inseparable. Like, I'm in love with her. And if I gotta choose between any girl, it's gonna be my cousin Tanera. It's not gonna be anybody else. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be her, and she knows that. You know, like, she knows it's gonna be her. And I don't really have to say that, because she knows. And I know, I mean, and God knows. I mean, he wrote it in the Bible that I'll always choose her. All the time. I'm always gonna choose her. And she knows that. So, I'm getting over here. That's the end of the story. What else I was gonna say?